Satan Racing. You'd be very impressed.
Welcome to the City Show Podcast. I am Paul. I'm here with my co-host.
James, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. What a fucking weird ass day we were having.
Rain, today. No rain, rain, sunny, hot as fuck.
Did you have a thunderstorm out?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yeah, we did too. And I remember waking up from a nap with my son. I'm like, is it fucking nice outside right now?
Yeah,
like,
it's fucking hot as shit. I was wearing my jogging pants and a sweater this morning.
Yeah.
A couple hours later, I'm like, holy fuck, it's hot.
Reminds me of since we are from Ontario, a lot of kids might have done this back in the day, but corn to tasseling, you ever do that?
No.
You never did that?
Fuck no.
It was awful. I got forced into it, kind of. But that's what your child days labor. Were like. Let's go, child labor. No, it was basically that's what would happen. Like, if you did corn to tasseling, you would go into the fields in the morning when it was all dewy and cold, and then noon would hit or 11 o'clock, and it's just boiling hot, and you're just like,
sweating
I'm still
balls off.
Wet from this morning, and yeah. It's gross outside. Anyway, we have a show for you today. I'm a part of a South Park memes group. James, I think you just got into it.
Yeah, I just joined.
Anyway, so there's this little controversial figure that is in that group, or he got banned now.
Yeah.
Which
no, it seems like no one on that page likes him whatsoever.
Yeah, it seemed like he was very hated. His name's Richard. You know, if people from South Park memes are listening, they know who I'm talking
about. I'm sure
about.
Some people are listening.
Yeah, exactly.
They're waiting for it.
They're waiting. not here to shit on the guy. Just kind of want to know.
What's up?
What the hell? I mean, some of his cartoons are just downright ridiculous, so.
Yeah, some of the shitty posts, I'm like, what the fuck's going on in this guy's head right now?
I made a note for what I thought was today, but it was yesterday. And it's yesterday is National Beer Festival in Argentina, so I brought my beer down to crack.
You just want an excuse to have a beer.
Yeah, of course. Well, Oktoberfest just ended, apparently in Germany. So,
clack, clack.
There we go. Episode 6 is Death.
Death.
And we're going to watch the... Can you not call me right now? Anyway.
This guy wants to get on.
We're about to call him. He's calling me right now, but we're just about to start the show. So what we're going to do is... for fuck's sake. We're going to start the episode like we normally do. I'm going to sync you guys up to where we are in South Park. And it's hold on. Give me a second to type in my password. James, say some stuff.
Yeah. What's up, man? Let's get this episode going. Get the shit started. Get this guy on the line. See what the fuck is up. See why he's posting weird shit all the time.
So here's...
And this is the very first episode that doesn't start with all four kids at the bus stop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I didn't notice that. Yeah. But we do get introduced to Sheila Broflovsky, which last week I was saying, Sheila, why the fuck is it frozen?
I actually seen something online that said both their mom's names at this episode point were going to be Carol. And then after this, they changed their names. They're both Stan and Kyle's mom's names are going to be both Carol.
Oh.
And then they changed it to Sheila and Sharon.
That would have been annoying.
Yeah. Carol? No, that's Carol. No, that's Carol.
Here we are right at the beginning of the episode. Let me sync you up for about a second.
Also,
go on.
I read that originally Stan's grandpa was supposed to be like a molesting grandpa. And he was supposed to pay Stan to do like dirty, sexy things. And then Comedy Central's like, no fucking way. We're not doing that. So they changed it. But I read that and I was like... That's kind of fucked.
A little fucked.
Yeah. It probably would have been funny still, though. God
damn it. How would you like to make a dollar, Billy?
Okay. Billy, so we're synced up there, hopefully. If you're following along, thanks. If not, no big deal. We're just... Basically, we're just kind of run the episode in the background. We've watched it enough times, but...
Yeah.
Kind of just run it in the background, so that way we keep a time on what we're doing.
Yep.
Well, let's give Richard a call, I guess. Excuse me for the annoying Facebook call, but that's how we had to do it this week. And fuck, my mic was turned the wrong way that whole time. So let me give this guy a call right now and let's see what he's all about. Like I said, let's see this annoying ass Facebook call. Oh, it's awful. Oh, I hate that ring. It's just the worst ring. And
he
it's like
he calls now. Now you call him.
Yeah, I know. Maybe he'll call back. Oh, is this Richard?
Hello? Yes, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard. It's the City Show podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
My name's Paul, and I'm here with James.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Cool. Hey.
I basically just wanted to call you because we noticed, like, in the South Park community, I hate to say it, not a lot of people like you. And it's because of your controversial comics that you make.
Yeah.
Did you want to explain those comics a little bit to us?
You mean those fanfics?
The Stan ones where Stan's pregnant and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. It's just the weird comics that you make. Yeah, they're like anime style.
Yeah, it seemed like not too many people on there liked some of the stuff you're posting.
What do you mean that Stan pregnant fan art thing? Actually, I didn't draw that. I just comment on it.
Okay.
Because it would look okay.
Yeah. I have one other question, too. Is the one post that you actually did make on the South Park Memes group was who is your favorite character? And this is my most controversial thing about you. Why is Wendy Testaberger your favorite character?
Nobody likes Wendy.
Well, the reason I like her because she's like female characters. She's like a way feminist. She should have scored more, given more role in South Park.
Right.
But it's always given to Kyle because even though they're similar, Kyle gets all the moral roles than Wendy. But even though we get a lot of Wendy episodes like breast cancer show ever. And the thing with photoshopping and the Smurfs, I think Wendy should have a more prominent role in South Park.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, Wendy's just such a zero to me as far as the character goes.
She seems like somebody that if she wasn't in the show at all, it wouldn't affect anybody, except for maybe you.
How long have you been watching South Park or been a fan of South Park? How old are you, actually, to start? 25. Okay, so a few years younger than us. Yep. But so how long have you been watching South Park?
Like since like 1999.
99, so yeah, 2 years after.
Yeah,
so
2 years after it came out.
Yeah, so how old? 11? No, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Your parents let you
watch
that?
Don't ask me math.
Yeah.
Your parents didn't care that you were watching a show like this at 7 years old?
Yeah, they didn't care. I watched this. I was 7. They didn't care.
Did they kind of just throw you in a room with a TV and say, here you go.
The TV's going to watch you. Which is funny because this episode, they actually talk about that. They say kids say something about that. The parents just have their use the TV for
yeah, you're
babysitter.
On, you're on our episode where we're watching
Death,
which is season 1, episode 6. So, yeah, that is funny that they do mention that.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Okay, I had one more question. I just can't
you have anything to say to anybody on that page who has made maybe negative comments towards you?
Yeah, because I noticed that you never reply back to comments, which I mean,
it's not necessarily a bad thing. You don't.
Are you a troll?
No, I am not a troll.
Okay,
because I mean, it seems like people don't like the things you post, and then you just keep posting similar things. Like, are you trying to get under people's skin or? Is that just what happens? I don't. And how come you never respond to anything anyone says? Is just you're trying to take the high road?
Yeah, it's basically me taking the high road and not responding to anything, just posts and just to realize stopping.
I just don't
Something
know how
like
to express
that.
Myself sometimes right. when I need to be properly different.
Okay. Well. It basically answers my question as far. I mean, unfortunately, you got banned from South Park Memes. We had nothing to do with it. Just so you know, we're just members in that group. Just like, pretty much, what the 50,000 people in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
I just joined like a week ago. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, is there any other like where can we see some of your cartoons that you make? Do you have a page or anything, or is it just your Facebook page, like your personal one?
Let's see. I have like Let's see. I have like a Tumblr account called Lord Buttercups with a Z.
Lord Buttercups?
Yeah, with a Z. Lord Buttercup with a Z.
Okay.
But at the last. It's like a Tumblr that I put in like my South Park fan creations from creator, like custom creator avatar from the South Park Studios.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll definitely check that out, and maybe we'll post some of your stuff on our page just to see if we get any reaction from people and see what they say about, you know, you being on here. I mean, like I said, a lot of it's going to be negative, unfortunately, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, cool.
But do you have anything to say to the people that have posted negative things about your cartoons, or does it not bother you at all?
This doesn't bother me at all.
No, it's just fun for you. Kind of like Skank Hunt 42.
Yeah. I just don't care. I don't care about the insults. I just don't care.
Okay, all good. Right. Well, no, that's good to hear.
A bigger man than me.
And he's big.
Oh, the Lord Buttercup is L-O-R-D-E-B. I meant C-U-P with a Z.
Okay.
That's Lord Buttercups.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
On Tumblr.
Alrighty. We will check that out. We'll post. And, you know, thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time. And
yeah, thanks for coming on.
We'll definitely be in touch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm moving on from Rick122. I'm now go by my author name, new name, Boy Marsh.
What was it? You're Boy Marsh?
Yeah, I'm Boy Marsh, the author. Okay. It's a new author name. I just want to move on from Rick122.
Sure.
It's okay. Like a new fresh start for me.
Cool. Alrighty. Cool. We'll we'll keep an eye on it. You send me whatever you need to send me. That'll be fine. You can even send it to our page, which on Facebook, okay, we are The City Show Podcast.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
All right. See you, Richard. All right. Thanks.
See you. See you later.
See you. Bye.
See you. Bye. Say bye. You know what? The one thing I do appreciate about him, he doesn't reply to people like...
Yeah, because it'll get dirty doing shit like that, going back and forth with people on the Facebook. But at the same time, if you want to be a part of that page and people are talking that much shit about every single thing you post, maybe just stop posting that shit.
There was, like I said, there was a lot of hate, and it was funny.
I seen the last post about him.
What was the last post about him? I don't remember.
The picture.
Hmm? Oh. Well, the wieners.
The wieners with the shootings.
Yeah, for the shootings.
The shootings of the loadies.
Yeah. I do have exciting news that we do have a sponsor for this episode.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Wild, wacky, action bug. Wild, wacky, action bug. Hard to ride.
Oh, fuck, I'm getting my kids one of those. Ghost in the Dark?
I like how at the end of that episode, or the commercial, it's impossible to ride, yet he's flying down the road.
And it smashed into the back of a truck, and then for some reason, there's smoke.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really upset with myself, because what I like to do when I call from my previous podcast that I used to do was put music before I call somebody, and unfortunately, I fucking forgot to do it. This show is done live. We don't do any editing. No. So let me play what I wanted to play, because now I'm upset I didn't.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's never been touched. Only by himself.
Yeah, I touched myself.
Anyway. Yeah, but you also get touched by women. Or a woman.
A woman.
Yeah.
Okay, well, moving on from all of this, that was good. I mean, our first guest, kind of a weird guest to have on
the
show.
I mean, at first I was like, I'm going to go hard at this guy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want to be a total dick because I don't really know what's going on with that guy.
Right. So let's get back to episode 6, Death, here. We are, how far into that episode? I think about 12 minutes?
13, 14 minutes.
Damn.
About halfway. Holy fuck.
Yep. September 17th, 97, this episode came out, and
also the day Austin Matthews was born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wish I had some, like, sparklers and shit.
And some actress.
So
Alana Camporis.
Who?
Some actress. She was in some Labor Day movie, Men, Women, and Children.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, I never heard of her before, but.
All right. So at least not a YouTube star this time.
Yeah.
As I mentioned at the beginning, I think Grandpa Marvin Marsh was introduced in this episode as we actually, yeah, yep, we did discuss that he had a different role, but.
It's supposed to be the molesting grandpa.
I like this part. Whoever's watching is that for some reason Stan is like 4 feet long, longer than normal there. His body's just hanging out of the body, the doorway. This guy's hilarious too. But anyway, so this episode mainly it touches on the subject of assisted suicide. I don't want to go down that path. It's, to me, your life, go for it.
Yeah.
Don't inconvenience other people, though. So, like, I always tell people, if I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to jump off the Ambassador Bridge right in the middle of it, so that way I inconvenience everybody on that bridge. It'll block up the U.S. side and the Canadian side. I'm not going to do it, but if I was going to, that's what I'm going to do.
That's how I'm going to do.
Exactly. I think that was a good idea. Anyway, so Jack Kevorkian, you ever watch the movie about him at all?
Yeah, I did. It's good. Really good.
You don't know Jack, which came out in 2010. Yeah, it's a good movie. If you want to check out what this episode is kind of talking about.
Robert De Niro was played him, I think.
I don't know.
Was maybe. Robert De Niro or...
I don't
almost
know.
Positive it was Robert De Niro.
But anyway, so yeah, if you want to check out that movie, it's...
Great movie.
It's a good movie as far as like a weird...
weird.
Even like... so Kevorkian's obviously dead,
yeah,
but his lawyer... from the States still alive, Jeffrey Feiger.
Dirtbag.
So you can still see,
yeah,
commercials of his. Like, we're, yeah, right next to Detroit, you know, Windsor, close to.
Border City right there.
Border City, so, which we're turning into Detroit, at least people are saying.
It's awful. Every fucking day, it's, you wake up and Trudeau, it's like, this guy got shot, this guy. Trudeau fucking comes to the Chrysler building and drives up in a fucking Toyota.
Yeah.
What a fucking douche. And not only that, he's there, and one of you guys don't slap the shit out of him?
No, they wouldn't do that.
They should have. Somebody should have.
Did you see all the, like, escorts and shit that he had?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck getting around
him. I fucking hate that guy. Somebody should have threw something at him.
It's funny, though, because people were posting photos of, like, his arrival in,
yeah,
Windsor, and you could just see... way like so much security for him, and then that same night that he,
for you Americans that don't know, Trudeau's our prime minister.
Yeah, he's like,
so he's like Trump. Our Trump.
Yeah, he's our Trump, but he's,
except he doesn't have a mop on his head,
and he's a big pussy too.
Yeah,
he's a guy. He's pussy. The guy that said to a girl that said, you know, when she was talking about mankind, he's the one that went, "We like to prefer, like, sorry to interrupt you, but we like to say people kind," and that was like. The biggest thing, like the biggest pussy thing.
He's, yeah,
like, oh my God, I just.
Nobody, whatever, says people kind.
Nobody says people. And it was a woman saying it too. It's like, you.
Sorry, Jesus woman, Christ. But.
Yeah, sorry, but anyway. Fucking douche. Kevorkian. Oh yeah, so the Terrence and Phillip show is introduced too. The actual show. They have one finally in this,
yeah,
episode, which is great. The only reason that Terrence and Phillip exist in the show is because of all the criticism that South Park got for being fart jokes, and that's why, like, they're making Hugs fun of no no farts and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's hearts not farts, and it's a rip on the Hugs Not Drugs,
yeah,
campaign that they did.
Yep. And yeah, so in reality the show was getting flack from parents and, you know, critics saying this show really is nothing but fart, or what is it, toilet
humor? Toilet humor.
That's what they call it.
And it's fucking awesome, so fuck you.
Yeah. Like, that even in, I can't remember what episode it was, but Stan rips a fart, or Kyle rips a fart, and they kind of just stare at each other. Like, nobody laughs, but, like, I was laughing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It, and, you know, the
that was one
network
of the
execs
ones,
yeah, were basically saying, like,
farts
you
aren't
don't,
funny.
You don't need that fart joke in there. They're like,
yeah,
no, we definitely need
that. Yeah, I think that was, like,
joke.
One of the first, like, first or second episode.
Yeah. He was just standing there and just lets one rip. And
a little,
then
a little toot toot. And
yeah, that's it.
Also in this one, the part where Kenny comes in the classroom and has this letter saying he's late because he has diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's actually because Matt, when he was in school, they'd offer kids $20 to come in with a note that says that they have explosive diarrhea, and that's why they're running late.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I read that online. I was like, that's pretty fucking funny.
I just like how in that note at the bottom, it's signed K. So obviously Kenny wrote it, but yeah. It's like, it just says K.
Well, it says, I'm late because I have explosive diarrhea from K.
Yeah.
You could write your own letters and notes in fucking kindergarten. I mean, fourth grade or whatever they're doing right now.
Did you have any other things that happened on the 17th?
I know you had those. I had a Dr. Sam Shepard's body is dug up for DNA testing. He was a convicted murderer from 1954 who killed his wife.
Not cool.
So, yeah. So
went from cool to not cool real quick.
Yeah, so the DNA testing, obviously, back in 1954 was shit. If I don't even know if they had it then. Probably not.
No.
So,
no.
Obviously, I don't know.
It was pretty shit back in the day if it was around.
So, they dug up his body to do more DNA testing, see if whatever. So
interesting.
That was pretty cool.
10 years prior to this episode being released on September 17th, 87, Pope John Paul II hugs a boy with AIDS. And the boy's like two or three years old.
Is he dead now or alive?
Well, I don't know. Well, I didn't get that far. I don't think he's dead. Oh. I'm going to say he's dead. He didn't cure his AIDS by hugging him. So AIDS. God, I need to clip that.
It's funny to clip because this episode is really tied into like the movie that they did.
Yeah.
Big Long Grown Cut. Because it's kind of similar with the whole trying to stop the Terrence and Phillip and all that shit.
How did Kenny? Oh, Kenny got touched by death.
He got touched by death, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of a boring death, but. You son of a whore.
Goddamn son of a whore.
Was that stuck in your head at all this week?
Cause no.
It popped in my head a few times.
Yeah, I know you tried to sing it at work, and I was like, I'm not. No.
No, it's not happening?
No.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we're coming up on the end of this episode, and we have some good trivia. I studied pretty hard for this one this week, so.
I tried to.
What's our score anyway?
Our score? Fuck me.
Oh, yeah, we got to revamp
that. I don't even know where it is right now. It's like, I think you're up.
12-11 out of 20? 25. Yeah, we were doing pretty bad. We had all these, like.
Yeah, 12-11 for you right now.
I think we lost a lot of listeners by saying. We're really good at trivia.
Well, fuck them then. They don't like it. They can go fuck off.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Got a good point. I really like the great grandpa's tits in this one. Right here.
Yeah, you'd like saggy old man tits.
Yeah.
Sick fuck.
And he looks like a sperm. That's another funny thing.
That's why you like it. Sperm.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Long day, huh?
Fucking A.
Yeah, I got up at 6. No, 5. 4. 4:30 today to go to work.
Oh, and yeah, you went into work. I didn't go.
Yeah, and
I
then like, fuck it. 11:15, I got out of there because they started painting
our side?
The main room. No, the other side. Like they
so you could lay in the paint. The fumes coming bad?
Fuck.
Yeah, God. I'm glad I didn't come in then.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But not that anybody cares about our paint.
Dude, they should. They should care about us.
True. I agree.
Especially you. You're a very, very important person.
I should probably mention. Our Facebook contest, first 150 likes get entered automatically to win a Man Bear Pig sticker.
Man Bear Pig sticker.
Which we're at 91. I think we gained one since last week, but that's because I haven't really run any like ads. It's tough to get a.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, I mean, if by the end of the season, whatever we have, I guess we can just go with that and pick one out of that.
Yeah, I don't care. I can do that.
Yeah.
If
we don't get the 150 before the end of this season, so 13 episodes.
Yeah.
About almost halfway there. We'll just pick out of how many we have.
Yeah.
Then we also have the trivia that we're going to do.
Yeah.
I
think we're going to do three people.
Three people?
I think five would take a long time. It's going to be like, we're going to do 10 questions of trivia for each person.
Three. I think three is perfect.
The person that gets the most right wins. If you tie, we'll find a tiebreaker. And at least that way it gives us a chance that
you win a South Park Pop figure.
Yeah. And it'll be like, you can choose out of three of them, or so I'll buy like three of them, and then you pick one. It'll be sent right to your house, for free. Yeah,
I like free. That's my favorite price.
Free's good.
Yeah.
Free.
Usually, you don't get anything for free unless it's like
herpes.
Herpes from a dirty prostitute, but you gotta pay for the sex.
Well, you gotta pay for the. Yeah.
But the herpes are free.
And they're for life. Yeah. So it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yay!
So let's jump into our
trivia.
Let's see if I can stump your ass a little bit this week.
I hope so. I mean, I hope not. Any questions? Fuck. Fuck.
Oh yeah,
I don't want to go.
McGregor and
Khabib.
Khabib are fighting tonight.
Nurmagomedov.
Do you follow
UFC? Yeah.
UFC. Yeah. I don't really follow that shit. I don't really care. I don't bet.
I don't watch it as much as I used to, but I still follow it. So I know who's.
Yeah.
Who's? I hate Conor McGregor.
I laid a bet.
I hate
for tonight,
that fucking guy so bad.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because he's just a fucking piece of shit. At first, I didn't mind him. I even thought he was fucking hilarious and funny, but he's just a fucking ignorant son of a bitch. Like, I just can't stand the fucking guy.
That's kind of...
Unprofessional fucking asshole.
Well, yeah, they're all beating the shit out of each other.
Well, he deserves to get
whatever.
Kicked in his diddlies.
Cool. Yeah, in the diddlies. Let's get trivia going, and I don't remember who went first last week or anything like that, but... Ask you first?
Sure.
All right, let me ask you right off the hop. I'm going with my theme of asking you. Every time Jason Powell's pretty much pops up, I'm going to ask you this question, which now I won't because I just told you I would. Who is the caller on Jesus and Pals? And I hope you studied it. And where is he from?
Fuck. I remember this. Actually, I think I got... Yeah, because I had the same question. So,
you bastard.
Martin from Aspen Park.
Alrighty.
Suck a dingle.
A what?
A dingle.
What's a dingle?
My dick.
About the same size as a dingleberry, so yeah, that makes sense.
No, a little smaller.
Sisma.
Sisma. All right, I got one for you. What time does Terrence and Phillips start?
That's an easy one because they show it a few times in the episode. Actually, it's 8 p.m.
Boom.
Or just 8 o'clock.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's 8 p.m. Not too many shows turn 8 a.m. Unless you're watching fucking like Good Morning America or some shit.
GMA. Let me see. Okay, so in this episode, like I said, they're talking about the Kevorkian thing. Or not. Yeah. Or as Kyle says, Jack Kevorkian.
Jack Kevorkian?
At first, he asks Chef what length the pole is, but then he asks, like, it keeps gradually getting longer and longer, the pole that they're talking about. So anyways,
he actually asks Garrison first.
Garrison, and then Chef, and then Jesus. And I think that was it.
That was it, yeah.
Okay. Three. So how long does Jesus say the pole is that he won't touch it?
60 feet.
Yeah, 60-foot pole. I will not touch that with the 60-foot pole, he says.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. What's on the chalkboard behind Garrison in the classroom? Like, what's the head title?
Oh, yeah, that's stupid. There's, like, a equation for, like, the dumbest thing ever.
There's, like, dimensions and shit like that underneath. I was like, I'm just going to write the title. I'm not going to get...
You want the whole title or just what
just
it was?
What, okay. Yeah.
So it was properties of a typical white dwarf.
Boom. Gotcha.
Which,
good job.
Which is lower... Ridiculous.
Yeah, I think a white dwarf is like something with the stars, though. It's not like an actual dwarf, but
yeah. See, the thing with South Park is, I thought it was about a fucking dwarf.
Yeah, no, it's like something with
a midget,
something to do with like space and stars and shit.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, yeah, dwarf star.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Let's see what's next here. Just fucking scratching on that paper. What does Stan give Cartman to calm him down when so Grandpa Marsh is, you know,
oh, talking about fucking his grandma.
Yeah, he's boofing his dad and all
I
that.
I tell your mom, your dad, fatso.
So he, and then Stan calms him down by giving him a snack. What is that snack?
Snacky cakes.
All right. I thought I was gonna stump you with maybe Cheesy Poofs, but
yeah, because I think earlier in the episode he was eating Cheesy Poofs on the couch.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because I was like, I'm gonna ask him this. I'm like, no, I'm not, because it's only a couple snacks he's had so far. So
yeah,
it's only, you know, a couple to choose from.
Yep.
All right. Number three. Mm-hmm. When it's the right at the beginning, when it's Grandpa's birthday, yeah, what does his bib say?
Birthday boy.
Yep.
Yep. That one. The only reason that question is kind of easy is because it's right off the
start.
That's
the thing is I wrote it down and then the whole episode I'm like, you can he's wearing all the episode. I'm like, hopefully he takes it off.
Most of the episode he does show it. So. One thing that happens after those scenes there at the beginning too is when he goes to shoot himself with the shotgun and then when they go to Stan and then come back to him, the shotgun's gone.
I never noticed that.
Yeah, so I always found that weird that and then I read about it, I was like, oh, yeah, it is gone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he goes to shoot himself in the face, misses, and leaves a little scuff mark black on the wall. Scuff mark yeah, on, yeah, which makes no sense. And then
it's not
going to
blow a hole in the wall. It's just going to make a scuff mark.
Yeah, exactly. And then he comes back, and he's got no gun. Yeah. Yeah. I got that right?
Yep, you got him right.
All right. And I'm asking the next one. Yeah.
Ask a question, please.
All right. Ask a question. Okay, Trump, geez. Let's see. Let's find a stumper. I hope you don't ask me this one. What is the police slogan on the side of Barb Brady's car say?
You fucking asked me this question already.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, this was like...
But that was like the first episode, but I don't remember what it is.
Are you sure I asked that?
I'm 100% sure. I don't know. I have no idea.
To patronize and annoy.
Yeah. Yeah. You used to ask me that before.
Okay. Let's scratch that one then. Because I don't want
to... I got it wrong. But yeah, let's scratch it. Scratch it. Doesn't count.
We'll scratch it, yeah. This one's a little funner.
Ask me when I know.
Sure. What does Garrison call his poo that he takes after he take... So he names his shit.
Oh, something. Fuck.
It's pretty gross name too.
Oh my God. I remember hearing this and I wanted to ask you the question. I didn't fucking write it down. Oh my goodness. Green apple splatters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
Sweet Jeebus.
Nice.
Okay. This one.
Fucking gross name for a poo.
Okay. When Stan's going into his room, there's a chore list on his door, on his board. I'm not going to ask for all the chores.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you for number 3.
Oh, man. It's funny because
the fourth one is added by the Grandpa. Yeah. So I wrote down all 4. I was like, I'm not going to make him name all 4. I'll get you to name the 3rd one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. Cause it's funny. I've stared at that.
Yeah. So,
and then cause I was
honestly,
like, I'm going to remember those.
I looked at it and I was like, okay, I'll remember these. I'll write it down. And then 2 seconds later, I was like, wait, what was it again?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. It's,
there's so many things I was watching the episode. I'm like, he might ask me that. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he asked me, I'm like, I don't fucking remember that.
I'm going to say, I'm just going to take a guess because I think it's on there, but I don't know if it's number 3 is take out the trash.
No, that's number 1.
Ah, see, I knew it was on
number
there.
Number 3 is clean the room.
That's not right.
Clean your room.
1 was take out the trash. 2, feed Sparky. 3, yeah. Clean the room. 4, kill Grandpa.
Kill Grandpa.
I'm not going to kill you, Grandma.
I'm not going to kill you, Grandpa. And then he calls him a son of a whore.
Yes, son of a whore.
Yep.
Call your own fucking it's his own daughter's a whore.
Yep.
Because it's not Stan's dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some bitch.
Some bitch. All right. Number 5. Ask me number 5. Let's
all
go.
All right. Here's a tough one. What is the police slogan on the side of... I'm just kidding.
I still don't remember.
You don't remember?
You just said it and I know I can't...
To patronize
and annoy. Okay.
I'm about to give you 2 X's. Okay. Since you are the asshole that always gives me counting questions... I give you a counting one.
All right, let's do
it. How many people end up dead on the Cartoon Central building?
If you count the fat guy...
Damn it.
It's, if you count the fat guy, it's 14.
Yeah.
Boom, 5 for 5 this week. Fucking suck it.
Okay, I will.
All right, well, I got one for you.
I got one left, yeah.
No, that was 5.
Oh, so I got 3 and you got...
Right now, I got 5 and you got 3 out of 4. What's on
your mind? 4? What the fuck's going on with your phone there?
No, it's asking what's on my mind.
What's on your mind?
You know, food, usually.
Food and stuff?
Yeah, chicken wings.
I'll go for some wings, actually. So I have 1 left?
Yeah, I got one to ask you.
And some bitch.
I mean, I got a bunch I could ask you, but...
Yeah, I got a few extras here. Go on.
All right, I'm just figuring which one I want to ask you.
Ask a question, please.
Suck my dick.
Today.
Okay, on that Jesus and Pals show.
Yeah.
After the Martin from Aston Park.
Yeah.
What's he calling to ask about?
What's Martin calling to ask about? He's calling...
Who's he calling about? Like, who?
It's about his son. Or his cousin.
cousin?
Yeah, I think it's his cousin.
But do you know his name?
hold on. Tell little.
And what did he do? What did he little blank do? That little fuck.
Didn't he cheat on a test or something? Or
I can't tell you.
Tell him not to cheat on a test.
I don't want to tell
he
you.
He tells him. Jesus tells the caller Martin to tell his little cousin to study harder, something like that. I'm gonna take the X for it because okay. I'm not 100%, but it was something like that.
Tell little Gregory that cheating is wrong because he cheated on his SATs.
Happens to be wrong.
What was his name?
Little Gregory.
Gregory. Yeah. See, I knew it was cheating. Can I get half a point?
No half point.
No half
point. I'll give you half point. I'll give you half.
Yes.
Okay. So you got 15 and a half, and I'm at 16.
Oh.
So.
Jumped ahead.
That's pretty good.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, maybe should I get a half a point because you had to ask me a different question?
No, because okay. I asked you the same question twice and you got it wrong both times.
So should I get a zero then for the? I got a couple extra
that
questions.
That means, James, you are today's strongest link.
James is the strongest link. Technically, in this episode, you meet Kenny's dad.
Yeah.
They don't say that it's Kenny's dad. They say it's Mr. McCormick.
Yeah.
So if you put it together, obviously.
When do they say that? Because I knew that note.
Rate.
Does he have a Scotch hat on?
No. Nah. But they rate that when they first get to the central building with the slingshot. It's the first person that goes in the slingshot. It says, "You're up, Mr. McCormick."
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
So he's dead.
Should be dead, but he comes back just like a son.
Wow.
Yep. What show replaces Terrence and Phillip, and who's the star?
Huh?
What show replaces Terrence and Phillip?
Oh.
And who's the star?
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah.
And it's I can't remember the name of the show. It was wait for it. It's
You're the one behind all these shenanigans.
Yeah, I can't even remember the.
You're the dumb hoe who started it.
What's the goddamn name of the show?
She's the Sheriff.
Okay, I was gonna say She's the Boss for some reason.
That is a show. Is that that show?
That's a show.
Yeah, it's a show.
Yeah, okay, I get another half point. Well,
yeah, you get no points.
I don't
for
get
this.
Any points. Yeah, no. These are all bonus at this point. Okay, so I got a few more. How much does Grandpa Marsh offer Stan to kill him? That one's easy.
I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah, Billy.
Billy. I still got another one more too for you.
Okay, go on.
This is another question. I've asked you this question before, but something different on the board this time. What's on the hot lunch menu?
Aha. I actually studied it this time, and for some reason I didn't think you were going to ask me. So it's one of those things like I kind of forgot, but one of them's duck with something, but then it's with gravy. Each one is with gravy.
Yeah, it's a Chinese duck salad with gravy.
Yeah.
And then... big beef brisket with gravy.
Big beef brisket.
Who the fuck eats gravy with a salad? Chinese duck salad with gravy?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, gravy is
I've never seen gravy on a salad.
Gravy is just delicious.
It's
French fries is salad. It's potatoes and stuff. It's like a potato salad, right?
Show me potato salad.
Why can't Grandpa Marsh kill himself?
I don't know, because he's too damn old.
Yep. How old is Grandpa Marsh?
102.
What about according to his birthday cake?
Oh, I was going to count those candles, and I was like, I'm not doing that. It's too much fun.
There's 100 candles on the cake.
There's 100?
If you count the whole front, like, so how they basically say is if you count the side and then the front, and then you...
Multiply by two,
or mask the front to a certain point, it's supposed to be 100. But yeah, so they say 102. I think that was it. Yeah. Okay, I got one more tough one, like really tough.
Okay. That's cool.
What is the police slogan on the side of Bar Brady's car? I swear to fuck, you forgot already.
To patronize and annoy?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I get extra points for that.
No.
I do. I do get extra. Extra.
You don't get anything. I don't have any other show notes for that one other than in viewers in the U.S., 1.3 million. I don't know if I know.
9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Matt and Stone,
their favorite episode, just like every other one.
What are you doing using your big school words? Just use normal people words and I'll understand what you're talking about.
Okay, well, fuck you, Ricky.
Matt and Stone.
Well, maybe I'm stoned.
Maybe. What was I going to... For fuck's sake. Oh, yeah. So, anyways, I think this is the point in the season, like last episode, where the episodes really start to speed up.
Well, this is the last episode they originally had a deal for.
Right.
The 6 for 6. And then they signed on to do 13 total for the first season.
Yeah. So they really start to kind of speed up as far as like, okay, so we had the Kevorkian thing in there. And then they had the whole separate issue of like the children. So this is kind of what I liked about the old South Park style. I haven't watched the newest.
Two issues going on at the same time.
2 or 3 issues, but yeah, they're all done kind of seamlessly and worked in together as one full story. Like the kids are home alone because
Together and then kind of.
Yeah. And then they all come together.
Come together.
Like the first episode, they were just slow. Volcano was slow and shit. Anal Probe. You can't fault Anal Probe for being slow. That was just, it took 3 months to make the fucking episode. But anyway, so this is the point of season one where I'm just like, all right, things are ramping up and we're going to have so many questions that come maybe out of, episode 5 to 13 for the final season. But I do have a couple maybe for the first couple episodes just because they're so far back. So anybody who's interested,
yeah, they're probably not going to remember as much then.
Yeah, right? Anybody that's interested in that contest, we already have one spot filled up. So
two more
to go. We're going to keep it at 3 because I think it's just going to take so long.
Yeah, it'll take way too long with a 5. It's probably going to have to be like a double episode as it is.
Yeah, there's a possibility, or we'll just run long if it's.
Or we can do the our final of like the 13th episode of the season and then do a separate episode.
Yeah.
For the Soul Trivia.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, like a roundup show.
Yeah,
and yeah, then we could do that.
Then we'll start season 2. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
We'll figure it out.
Show meeting.
Yeah.
And if anybody's ever interested in talking to us on the show, just let us know. And I have the phone system set up. It's just, I had to go through Facebook today.
Yeah. Hit us up on Facebook. You want to come on, chat?
Yeah. Facebook is City Show Podcast.
How awesome we are.
Twitter.
If you think we suck, I don't want to talk to you.
City Show Podcast.
Yeah.
Gmail is the City Show Podcast @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Catch us on iTunes or what's the other one? Google Music?
Google Play?
Music?
Music Play?
Who fucking cares?
Google.
Just Google it. Actually, don't Google it because we don't pop up. It shows up as Manchester City Podcast.
Oh, which, really?
Yeah. It was a good name for a podcast, but it's shitty because there's a few of them. Anyway, that's enough bullshit for today.
Yes, sir.
We will catch you next week. And yeah, just do all that fun stuff.
What's next week's episode?
Fuck. This happens every week. I know.
That's why I asked.
Why don't you just ask that in the trivia? And you'll stump me more.
What's next week's episode? Episode 7?
Just keep talking there for a second.
All right. See what this episode...
podcasting so far.
It is what it is. I don't really listen too much to myself talking.
There it is. Pink Eye. And see, there's that Damien episode that I was talking telling you about.
Pink Eye, Damien, Starvin' Marvin, Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh, Tom's Rhinoplasty,
Mecha Streisand, and then Cartman's mom is a dirty slut.
Mecha Streisand, I don't know if I didn't really like that episode.
We'll find out in
I haven't watched that one in a while.
6 weeks? 5 weeks.
Holy fuck.
I know, it's crazy. We've already been doing it for 6 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough bullshit.
Yep. See you guys.
All right. See ya. Thanks for listening.
See
and,
you next week.
Shoot us a review on Facebook. That's the only one I care about.
Yep. Sure. Okay.
Bye-bye.